Chuck Mok, founder and executive chairman of Alibaba Group. I think globalization cannot be stopped. No one can stop globalization. No one can stop trade. If trade stops, the world stops. Trade is the way to dissolve the war, not cause the war, said McDonald's, Google, Facebook, Amazon, and Alibaba. We are the luckiest companies of this century, but we have the responsibility to have a good heart and do something good, he said. Richard Liu, founder and chief executive officer of JD, business is not only a way to make money, but also a way to contribute yourself to help people, Liu said in a speech in Davos. How can we face the fractured world? That at the topics of the Davos this year, I think a very important thing in business is cooperation. If we can unite, work together, if we work very closely, I think we can bring more hope to the people and we can build more trust between the people, countries and companies and partners, he said. Kai-Fu Lee, chairman and CEO of Sinovation Ventures. The China domestic market is so large. It is 3 times the size of the US, and even larger if you consider things like mobile payment and things like that. It is 50 times the size of the US, Lee told CNBC in Davos. China is also a very amazing model of a unique type of business value creation in the Chinese entrepreneur environment, he said. Shang Yakin, president of Baidu Incorporated, I think AI is a big area and also brings huge opportunities for Chinese enterprises, Shang told CNBC. Comet Puddles, Chen Sun, CEO of Trip Tourism, is a sunrise industry. Since I entered Trip, every year there are newcomers, which, first of all, shows that tourism is booming, Sun told CNBC. Come in Davos. We invested heavily in ABC. A refers to AI, B is big data, and C is cloud computing. As we continue to expand overseas, these three will be very good weapon for us. So we think AI means opportunity, she said. Hu Xiaoming, president of Alibaba, in 201, people will see the infrastructure in various countries more closely connected with cloud computing. More manufacturing enterprises and financial institutions will start to use cloud, and cloud computing will increase the efficiency of technology and finance, who told Xinhua in Davos.